الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel We once again with Silsila Charismatic Personalities of Islam Inshallah today we've got another beautiful personality to discuss and learn about Before we proceed ahead towards our main topic Let's do few good intentions Because my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Danat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah He gives us a beautiful mindset to make good intentions before doing or performing any permissible jais work. Inshallah, I make an intention that I will deliver this program for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and Inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will invite towards righteousness. You can make an intention that you will be with us from start till end and you will remember what you learn, you will pass this knowledge on to others too, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. So dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, as I just mentioned before, that today we are going to talk about another beautiful personality in the history of Islam. Who is that personality? The personality is very famous, Khaja-e Khajagan, Ghareeb-e Nawaz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. We'll learn more about him. But let's listen one of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, Jumu'ah, the most excellent day among your weekdays. Sayyiduna Adam Safiullah ala nabiyina alayhi salatu wa salam was born on this day and passed away on the same day. This is the day when the trumpet will be blown to mark the end of the world, as well as the destruction will prevail. Therefore, recite Salat upon me on this day, as your recitation of Salat is delivered to me. Subhanallah. The Islamic brothers, blessed companions, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how will Salat be delivered to you after your apparent demise? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam explained that Allah azza wa jal has forbidden the earth from eating the sacred bodies of the blessed prophets alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So my dear Islamic brothers, we should send salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam in abundance. Especially on the day of Jumu'ah, we should send more and more salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jal. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وبارك وسلم The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, the area subcontinent where there have been many awliya-i kamilin, buzurgan-e-deen, Sufi saints, they have come to this area. Because of their efforts, alhamdulillah, deen-e-Islam that expanded especially in the area of subcontinent, which is nowadays known as Pakistan, India and Bangladesh. So this is the area where these awliya-i kamilin, salihin, buzurgan-e-deen, they came. And because of their religious propagational efforts, deen-e-Islam extended, alhamdulillah, to the people. One of them, Hazrat Sayyiduna Tajul Awliya, Sayyidul Asfiya, Warithun Nabi, Atai Rasul, Sultanul Hind, Hazrat Sayyiduna Khaja Ghareeb-e Nawaz, Sayyid Mu'inuddin, Hassan Sanjari Chishti Ajmeri, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, is also one of those beautiful personalities, charismatic personalities, who put their efforts in spreading the message of Islam in subcontinent. Not only normal people, the common people of the land, they were impressed by the personality of Khaja-e Khajagan, Khaja-e Ajmer, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, but the rulers, especially that ruler of that time, he even repented on the hands of Sayyiduna Khaja-e Ajmer, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Hazrat Sayyiduna خواجہ غریب نواز سید معین الدین حسن سنجری رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ. He was born in 1142. Sijistan or Sistan's area called Sanjar, that is East Persia. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's name is Hassan and he is Najibut Tarafain, Hassani and Husaini Sayyid. Subhanallah. There are so many titles and those which are famous. Mu'inuddin, Khaja-e Ghareeb-e Nawaz, Sultanul Hind, Warithun Nabi and Ata'i Rasul, etc. And the Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, you see, such personalities, such charismatic personalities, when they are born, subhanallah, sometimes a beautiful thing is common, that their parents, they are also pious. Alhamdulillah, you would notice most of the time, not talking about exceptional cases, but most of the time, where the tarbiyah, the training, the bringing up, and the brought up is they get from their home, that itself is amazing. And alhamdulillah, Hazrat Khaja-e Khajgan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he also had beautiful personalities as far as their parents are concerned. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh's father is Sayyid Ghayath-ul-Din, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He is known to be a leader and very rich person of the town. Not only that, at the same time, he was very muttaqi and pious person. And a Sufi saint too. His mother was also a very pious lady. And most of the time she used to remain busy in doing the dhikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, as we notice that most of the beautiful personalities, their parents, they are also pious. Now, if we want that our children are obedient, what shall we do? That we should also look at our character. How are we living life? Are we living according to the teachings of Islam? If we will become pious, if we will become naik, if we will become good, that inshaAllah azzawajal, the children will also follow us. Or otherwise, the situation can be very different. When Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb-e Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was 15 years old, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had lost his affectionate father. Since he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh inherited a garden and water mill from his father, he made them the sources of income. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh would look after his garden himself as well as water the plants. One day, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was pouring water on the plants in his garden, a renowned majzoob of that era, Sayyidina Ibrahim Qanduzi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, entered the garden. As Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb-e Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh saw a saint, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh stopped all his work immediately, rushed to kiss his hands after salutation, meaning doing salam, and requested him courteously to sit under the shade of a tree. Subhanallah. Then a bunch of fresh grapes was offered in his service with humility, with izz. And he knelt down before him with respect. Subhanallah. Now, dear Islamic brothers, listen carefully. The saint, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, liked the pleasing manner of young gardener. He became so happy that he took out a piece of oil cake and having chewed it, put it into the mouth of Khaja Sahib, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. As soon as the piece of oil cake was swallowed, Khaja Ghareeb-e Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh observed a sudden revolution in his heart. Furthermore, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh felt that he was fed up with the world. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh sold out his garden, watermill and all other materials. Distributed all his wealth among the poor and devoted himself for the worship of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and to gain the knowledge of the religion. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jal blessed him in countless ways. Hence he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi became the leader of the saints. Rahimahumullah. Subhanallah. And saintly king of Hindustan, meaning India. May Allah have mercy on them and forgive us without accountability. for their sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyin Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Many Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Shahr, we just heard an account relating to the early life of Haja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We learned about how did this revolution happened in his heart, and subhanallah, how he became the devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how he devoted his life to learn the religion of Islam. One beautiful pearl what we can learn from the seerah of Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is, the Islamic brothers, that is respect. And that is nigahe wali mein wo taaseer dekhi badalti hazaron ki taqdeer dekhi. The sight of the saints, the sights of the friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has that power that can turn the fate, subhanallah. The Islamic brothers, the reverence and respect what Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi showed for that saintly buzurg who had come to the garden, that respect, that reverence mattered a lot. And subhanallah, subhanallah, many Islamic brothers, we need to learn respect, we need to have adab, we need to have reverence for buzurganideen, for the awliya-i kamileen, for those who are friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, for saints. We should have adab, we should have respect and reverence for them in our hearts. Because if we show love, we show respect and adab to awliya Allah, subhanallah, subhanallah, we never know what a great revolution can come in our hearts. And we can get away from the life of sins and we can turn back to the right track. And we never know, we can get a status in the bargah, in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Adab is very important. Respect is very, very important. Let me mention you one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in this regard. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, O people, show respect and reverence to elders and be kind towards children. You will get my companionship in Jannah. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, what a beautiful pearl we got from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we want to attain the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rafaqat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Jannah, Allahu Akbar. What shall we do? We shall have respect and reverence for elders. And we should show affection and kindness towards our kids and children. This is what adab takes us. You see, adab can take us where our knowledge and other things cannot take us, my dear Islamic brothers. Both things are important. Ilm and then adab. Alone ilm is not beneficial. With ilm, adab and respect and reverence is very important. What we should have, subhanallah, for these charismatic, beautiful personalities of Islam and for the saints of Islam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. Now, my Islamic brothers, this is how Khaja Khajgan, Khaja Ajmer, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, felt a revolution in his heart, and he just wanted to learn more of the knowledge of Deen Islam. The nigah of that wali who had come to his garden had completely changed him. Now Sayyidina Khaja Mu'inuddin Chishti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was 15 years old, started his life for the education of ilmi deen, and he went to Samarqand. Hazrat Sayyidina Maulana Sharfuddin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he taught him. Before, he learned Qur'an Pak, he did hifz of Qur'an, and then he learned other subjects and areas of education. Subhanallah. As soon as he was learning more and more, his thirst to seek knowledge of Deen Islam was increasing. He then went to Bukhara, and a great scholar of that time, Alim-e-Deen, Maulana Hassamuddin Bukhari alayhi rahmatullahi al-Bari, he went in his court and he sought the knowledge. Subhanallah. And after remaining under his shadow, he learned a lot. And he completed the subjects he had gone there to learn. So approximately 5 years he remained in Samarqand and Bukhara in order to seek the knowledge of Deen Islam. Many Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel. Now this was the apparent knowledge, what he had attained, subhanAllah. Now there was a need for such an tabib, for such an spiritual guide who could do the islah of batin, who could do the islah of inner self, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. And this was need. And he wanted such a guide, spiritual guide, who could guide him. Hence, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was going towards Hijaz from Bukhara, and on the way near Neshapur, Suba Khurasan, Razavi, Iran, there's an area called Harwan. And when he was passing through and he heard about a Qalandar Qutb of that time, Sayyidina Uthman Tishti alayhi rahmatullahi al-Qawi, he heard about him, subhanAllah. When he heard about him, he went in his court and he gave his hand in the hand of Sayyidina Uthman Tishti alayhi rahmatullahi al-Qawi. And he became his disciple, his murid. Now Khaja-i Ajmer rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would remain in the company of his sheikh, subhanAllah. And then he was trying to step up the manazil, he was trying to step up the stages, subhanAllah, of tariqah. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, wherever his Shaykh Khaja Uthman rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would go, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would put his luggage on his shoulders and he would go with him, subhanAllah. He would accompany him. And he also had an opportunity to do Hajj many times with his Shaykh, subhanAllah. He rahmatullahi ta'ala says, my Shaykh Khaja Uthman rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, when he saw that how I used to serve him, then he gave me such a great ni'mah and blessings that there is no limit for that, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. The Islamic brothers, that is what is required. When you go, when you give your hand in the hand of a Shaykh Kamil, then subhanAllah, you step up the manazil, the stages, and you get closer and closer in the baragah, in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. SubhanAllah. And dear Islamic brothers, now every person who has got the knowledge of tariqah, who knows the asrar, the secrets of tariqah, he knows that the very much important basic secret to get closer to the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is to get more closer to your shaykh. Allahu Akbar. Because the more closer you will be to the court of your shaykh, Allahu Akbar, he will take you more closer to the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now, this was the same wish of Sayyidina Khaja-i Khajgan, Khaja-i Ajmer, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Khaja-i Khajgan also wished that he becomes an accepted disciple in the court of his sheikh, subhanAllah, and his wish was accomplished. Once his murshid, his spiritual guide, he said, our mu'inuddin is beloved of Allah, and I am proud of my murid, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. And this is the mi'raj in tariqah. When your sheikh, he says that I am proud of my murid, this is a different stage, this is a different level, my dear Islamic brothers. Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. He got such beautiful words of praise from the court of his own Shaykh. Once Hazrat Khaja-i Ajmer rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was on the journey of Hajj with his Shaykh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. The Shaykh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh took the hand of Khaja-i Ajmer rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh and brought under Mizabi Rahmah, subhanAllah, and made dua in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, O Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, please accept my mu'inuddin Hassan in your court, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. A voice of unseen was heard, mu'inuddin is our friend and we have accepted him, subhanAllah, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. Many Islamic brothers, we were talking about how Shaykh takes his murid, and subhanAllah, how the step up to the manazil, to the levels of tariqah. Now, in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, look at the status of Khaja-i Ajmer rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Once Sayyidina Khaja Mu'inuddin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he had the opportunity to go in the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallama, to the blessed mazar of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, and with utmost reverence and respect, he said, As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Sayyidal Mursaleen wa Khataman Nabiyyin. So in return, in reply, there was a sound heard from Rawza Aqdas. Wa alaykum as-salamu ya qutbal mashayikh. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Hence, Hazrat Sayyidina Khaja'i Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he was given the leadership of India, Hind, from the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hence, my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, he quotes in his booklet called A Terrible Magician that the great spiritual leader of Chishtiya order, the Sultan of Hind, Sayyiduna Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz Hassan Sanjari alayhi rahmatullahi al-Qawi, was blessed on his visit to Medina Munawwara with the good news by the greatest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. O Mu'inuddin, you are the supporter of our deen. You are bestowed with the sainthood of Hindustan, India. Go to Ajmer, your presence will cause to eliminate the faithlessness and Islam will flourish there. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Therefore, the Sultan of Hind, Sayyiduna Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, came to the city of Hind, Ajmer. The people started to become faithful followers of Islam in large numbers by his great effort.
We are Muslims, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We love saints, alhamdulillah. We love our saints, alhamdulillah.